This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, let's talk fart facts.
Well, I like farts. Yes, I like farts. I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts. I like farts if you've got hearts.
Oh, I've got hearts.
Let's hear those farts.
How do I start?
Well, Peter, I will help you get your fart to started.
All right. Kelly, happy birthday. These are for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
These farts go out to our girl Kelly. Hey.
How many farts and burps does the average American hold in a given year?
A year?
A year?
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
God.
1,000?
The average?
A couple a day.
Holds in? Like maybe 7 a year.
Holds in forever until it comes out of your mouth, like we've learned?
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, every day I hold at least once in here where I can feel something and I could easily
let it out.
Let one go, but I go, nah.
But eventually it comes out. So zero.
But eventually, like, I might, like, later on leave and go to the bathroom and then.
Okay. But, Price is right. Closest without going over. Joe, give me a bid. How many farts and burps does the average American hold in a year?
500 between the two of those things.
Hot wings?
Easily 1,000.
Kelly?
I'm going to say 1,500.
Steve?
600.
You've all overbid. Try again. Joe?
Really?
200.
Hot wings?
400.
Kelly?
1.
Steve?
2.
Oh. On her birthday?
God. Dude.
The answer is 338. Joe, congratulations on your fart
no,
champion.
No, it's Price is Right rules.
Yeah, what? He said 200.
Oh, he said 200. I thought he said 400.
No, I didn't.
No, he did. Yeah.
I almost said 3, but then I got a little too ambitious. I don't get those fart points.
People were asked the top 5 most embarrassing things that your body does to you in public. Farting was the easy number 1. Can you think of anything else that would have made the top 5?
Yeah, crap in your pants.
Nope.
Boob slips, like nip slips.
Nope. They must have given them some that they could choose from, like, because otherwise those two, yeah.
Drooling.
Looking ugly.
Number 2 is something hanging from your nose.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. Looking That's ugly. Embarrassing. Yeah.
3 was getting the hiccups. That's not embarrassing.
Well, unless you fart every time.
I mean, I think it can be, especially for people who don't like attention drawn their way. It's like, look at me. Look at me. Look
or
at me.
You get those violent
the really
ones
bad
where you go
ones.
Like, grr!
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be.
Number 4 was food in your teeth.
Yeah, sure.
Snort laughing and then sweating.
Nah, this list is
wrong. Oh, yeah. People who snort laugh should just be put down.
I snort laugh.
I do too.
I can't help it.
Yeah, sometimes things are funny.
I know.
I know you do.
I hate it. I just do it sometimes, and I'm like, that's so embarrassing, but I'm not actually embarrassed by it.
No,
I'm not either.
I actually think it's really funny.
Yeah.
Which season is the season of the fart as far as most farts?
Winter, for sure. That's fat season.
Is the season of the farts?
Oh, but, you know, but... I don't know. Summer, you got like cookout, like you have, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff like that.
Oh, but Thanksgiving, yeah,
but between Thanksgiving and Christmas, chili is in the wintertime. I'm gonna go with winter.
Winter, more clothes, so people are thinking that it'll insulate better.
Oh,
what's
really?
The cheesiest time of year? or milkiest?
When's fondue season?
Yeah. Kelly, you have to avoid milks and cheeses.
That's more the warm seasons, honestly, because of ice cream and shredded cheese for tacos and like cheese on burgers. And
you can't eat any of that in the winter.
You can, but that's when more people are cooking it.
Summer is the answer.
Okay.
Summer is the fartiest season.
That can't be right.
I could have guessed.
What percentage of people that use Zoom regularly say they have muted themselves so they could fart without getting caught.
100%.
Yeah, 100.
55% in this poll. The other 45% are liars.
The other 45% don't mute it.
For perverse reasons.
Yeah, they get off on it. Totally. Scumbags.
I like to fart into cyberspace.
This question. It says, hey, question for the guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Guy here.
Yeah,
what's
hey,
up,
I'm a
bro?
Guy.
What do you need to know? How to throw a nifty spiral? What's up? You like recliners?
Do dudes fart when they go number one? Girls do it quite frequently. I'm curious if guys do it since you stand.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really common.
Pretty frequently.
Because you're pushing.
It's really common when you go into a men's restroom to have some dude sound like he's tearing a duck in half next to you at the urinal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I used to be embarrassed, but it's a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just what happens there.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't it that feeling of like they're going to recognize my shoes and everybody's going to know? That's for girls, I guess.
Yeah, we can see
for us
we're
at a urinal. Never and half mind. The time the guys go, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know because your pants rattled in the back. Mm-hmm. Like you really let it fly.
And my face, it goes right to it. So I know who it is. I really do.
Would you rather, Joe, spend an entire day at work and no one told you that you had a bat in the cave, as in a booger hanging out of your nose,
okay, that's
or your fly was open?
Oh, I would rather with my fly open. I mean, I'm assuming that I'm not just hanging out or fully erect. so definitely, that would be
you can't make
way
worse. That assumption.
You'd rather have your fly open?
Yeah.
People are less likely to notice your fly being open than they are a big booger hanging out of your nose all day.
Yeah, especially if you're sitting at a desk all day or like sitting here where I can't see your crotch.
That's
true. Yeah.
Did you guys ever have Sadie Hawkins dances?
Yeah.
Where women were supposed to ask the guys as if you can't other times, but that was the one.
Mm-hmm.
A girl that I had a crush on asked me to be her date for my sophomore year Sadie Hawkins dance, and she had and I had a crush on her. And she had such a giant booger hanging out of her nose at the moment that I said no. But then later, when I didn't have a date for the dance, I thought, well, that booger's gone now. I've made a terrible decision, Joe. It was so big and so, like, crispy green.
Oh, my God.
Oh, those are the best ones to put.
Like,
pick.
Every time she, like, when she asked, she was nervous, so she's breathing a little harder. And it
quivering.
Rattled.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dude,
I could barely hear her over that thing banging off the walls.
So she asked you, and you said no. No.
I said, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going. Stupid idiot.
See, exactly. Now, if she had, that wouldn't have been a problem if she had just had her fly open and not a
it
booger.
It would have been better.
Boogers are way worse than
I wish
open
had,
fly.
Man, that would have been great. I would have been a dad at 17 because she had a baby later that year. Probably would have been mine.
She puts out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's got to make up for that booger deficit. That's a big deal.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.